Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, David Murphy, from the National Black Unity News newspaper. And I want to welcome those who are on Facebook Live, also those who are on Blog Talk Radio, and especially to those who are with us on the Zoom call. We have a small number with us right now, but as the night progresses, people will be chiming in, and we have some very special guests that I would like to introduce to you all. Powerful people doing powerful and wonderful things. But before we get started, I would like to bring in my co-host, because he always likes to get some positive information before we start our podcast. So Brother Satavi, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, you got it, sir.
All right, thank you, David. We open up this podcast each and every week. We'd like to do a reading from Daily Motivations for African American Success, written by Mr. Dennis Kimbrough, who's also the author of Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice, a blueprint for eliminating poverty in our families and not passing that generational curse on to the next generation. And the reading for the day goes like this. Excuses, excuses. You don't make progress by standing on the sidelines, whimpering and complaining. You make progress by implementing ideas. And that quote is from Shirley Chisholm, former congresswoman and the woman who one of the first black women to run for president of the United States. And the reading for the day goes like this. Wouldn't it be great if we could rid ourselves of excuses? We know that an excuse is a reason for inactivity. We've heard and used them all before. For example, many of us have said, if only I had more money. If only the circumstances were different. If only I could have made adversity work for me. If only I had followed my dreams. If only I had listened to others. If only I were the right color or the right sex, came from the right side of the tracks. If only I had more schooling. If only things had gone according to plan. If only I had more time. If only I had married a different mate. If only I had more influential contacts. If only I had gotten the breaks. If only I had listened. And if only I had stopped making excuses, riches would have reached me.
I'm in control of my life. Each day I will eliminate those excuses that stand between me and my good. That's our reading for the day. Last night we got a powerful call tonight, and get some information about the things you can move on. Hopefully you move on, don't make no excuses. And if you do what's going to be laid out for you tonight, you will become wealthy. So I thank you for being on this call, and turn it back over to David.
And thank you, my brother. I appreciate you and the work you've done. If you don't know Brother Satavi, he and I, as some would say, go a long way back, and this brother's a true soldier. I met this brother about 35, 40 years ago serving our youth, him and his wife. And they even taught my children when they was young. And so I'm very beholden to this brother for his dedication. And now we come full circle. But let me just tell you something. I'm real excited tonight because I'm excited about every day, but you know, when pieces start coming together, especially when you reach my age and you've been out there on the battlefield for a multitude of years, and then all of a sudden it start happening on this end. When I say full circle, all around me is powerful people doing great and wonderful things. Even on this call right now, and I see some people that I grew up with, that Miss Lillian McClary, how are you? And we go real way back, I mean, 50, 60 years back. Wow, I'm telling my age. But in any case, I'm going to share a little bit about the National Black Unity before I bring our special guests on. And we have some updates to take care of, but first and foremost, the National Black Unity News is a publication by us, and it's for us. It's a solution-oriented publication. Now, we don't put down any group or race of people. Our mission, our goal is to uplift ourselves to equal the playing fields. And also, And there's no shame in my game when it comes to this. It's also by divine inspiration. When I say that, that means it comes from God, God himself. And therefore, I was just obedient to the call. The inception of the National Black Unity News, which started here in Baltimore City, we have now gone nationwide and beyond. We are the number one black circulated newspaper in the entire nation now. We are maybe, possible, a strong possibility, the number one black newspaper in the entire world. And we are constantly growing as we speak. Because the National Black Unity News, when we first, Mr. Murphy's on here with us as well, our first goal was to say when we first started the page is that we was going to reach a level of 72 pages before we cut it off. And because no one wanted to walk around for 100-page newspaper anymore, you know, so we had reached that several months ago. And that's through the grace and mercy of God. But, you know, and but people come and people go. Some people here for a season and some here for different and more powerful reasons. And we have blessed a multitude of people. And I have heard and I quite know that not only have we enhanced people's quality of life, but we actually have saved some lives because we have such a powerful group of people that hit in so many different areas of people's lives. And so, again, tonight we will not disappoint you because I like to share this with you. People say or have said that we black melanated people cannot come together. We can't pull our resources together. We can't lift one another up. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the National Black Unity News put that to rest. Because we all have come together, not only with our resources, not only with our gifts and our talents, but the type of people involved with this publication have a heart to give and a heart to share. And that's what makes us so special, because when people pick up this publication, the reports I get on numerous occasions, not that we like this publication, it's a nice, but they say we love this publication. I can tell you why. Because the people that write in this publication, it permeates off of them. Because they are people full of love, and like I say, they have special gifts, and they don't mind sharing the gifts and talents with one another. And before we get started, there's a couple of people on here I would like to acknowledge before I bring our special guests in. And Brother Smitty, since I don't see Brother Wayne on here, I told you we were going to give just an update on what's going on with the Marilyn Mosby thing here in Baltimore. And the same thing's happening here. It's happening all over the country. Brother Smitty, can you just give us an update? What's going on with that?
Yes, sir. Thank you for giving me that golden opportunity. Good evening to everyone. Where we at right now with Mrs. Mosby's case, not the case so much, but about giving a little fair for Mrs. Mosby, which will have some donations and stuff like that for, we're talking about doing something approximately around the 19th of the month. And we're going to be having it at Clarksville, Maryland. And it's going to be from 12 until. And that's going to be at Mr. Wayne's house, even though he's not on right now. But we'll be getting those flyers out to you, and we're hoping that you will be able to support Ms. Mosby with a little donation of what you may have, and so we can help support her family and their struggle. Because what happens with her, she has lost her cars, she's lost her law license, she lost her passport, so she doesn't have a job. And of course, everybody will say, we know being a state's attorney, why she saved some of the money she had. Well, she's been into a legal battle ever since she's been in that office at the HAR legal counsel, and also at the HAR security for her family. So that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be having this affair on May the 19th, and it's going to be in Clarksville. So we will be printing out some information, the flyers and everything, so that you guys will be more better acknowledge on where we have in the affair and what time. And so we ask for your strong support if possible.
Thank you so much, sir. And by the way, that information will be inside the National Black Unity News, as well as my brother Smitty. And they would have a page in there too, because they will be taking buses and inviting people to through the trial and everything. Not the trial, the trial is over with, but for her support.
This is not a thing
about just Merlin. This is a mission, ladies and gentlemen. You know, because what's happening to Marilyn Mosby, who was our state's attorney in Baltimore, because she stood up, she took a stand. She took a stand for righteousness' sake. And because she decided to persecute policemen who actually killed this young man named Freddie Gray in Baltimore, that's when people, when y'all heard about what they call an uprising or a riot. And because she was strong enough to take that stand, the fraternal order of police and quite a few other people have been on her ever since. And she's been battling since she's been in office. And so, again, you know, that could be our sister, our mother, and by the grace of God, it could be you. And so we encourage you to do that. And we also have Dr. Louise Johnson on here tonight with us. And this young lady, I call her young lady because she just came back from Dominican Republic, and she's here, there, and she's everywhere. And I said, I'm up in age, but I ain't going to tell her age, but I think she got a few on me. And you too, Smitty. So, but she's here, and if I should be so lucky to be like her. But guess what? We are planning a trip to the Dominican Republic in June. And I'm planning on being there. Now, let me just tell you this. You know, this is why we need to come together. See, you know, ain't no shame in my game. I just found out today that I'm going to have surgery on May the 18th for my hip. But, you know, it's early enough. But, you know, most people who ever had hip surgery, sometimes they up in a week, they gone up and running. In 2 weeks. So when I go to the Dominican Republic, I want to be, you know, ready to shake some dust off of me, lay up on the beach, which is well deserved, and enjoy that sunshine. But this sister here, Dr. Louise Johnson, owned a couple of villas there. Dr. Louise Johnson, can you unmute yourself, please? Dr. Louise Johnson. Oh, she, you know, she didn't do that. But in any case, she owns a couple of villas there, top notch. And if you planning on, if you planning on a vacation, a retreat, because we plan on having our, you know, the National Black Unity retreat there as an annual event.
Yeah.
There she go. Dr. Lee, you just can you come back on?
Hello.
There you go. Come on. How you doing?
Hello, everyone. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing great. I don't know about the rest of them, but I'm doing great.
Okay. Well, so am I. So am I. We're very excited, and we're just going to go there as advanced. That's what we're going to call ourselves, advanced people, and we're going to look at everything. I go often. David, I'm waiting for you to go there and be sure and bring your cameras and all of that, because you're going to be able to get the experience of your life.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it. And Dr. Louise, like I said, she owned a couple of bills, so she just came back from there. And I've seen numerous, because, you know, she's also an editor in the National Black Unity News as well. And I did videos, and I've seen the locations, and almost, you know, I've seen so much of it, almost like I've already been there. And like I said, it's top-notch, and I'm looking forward to it. And we still have some seats available. If you need to get away and want a top-notch trip, then this is the one you need to be on. You want to say something else, Dr. Louise Johnson?
Yes, yes, we definitely will be able to have the individuals for June the 19th until June the 25th. It's 7 days there. Your airfare is free. You will not have to concern yourself with your airfare payment at all. So all we ask is that you give us a call regarding the resort fee that you will pay for 7 days. David, am I able to say what the cost is?
Yes. If you like, go ahead. Help yourself.
Well, for the full week of 7 days, Wednesday the 19th through Tuesday the 25th, the cost is only $2,860 for the 7 days, with your private chef, your private maid, and all inclusive.
Private, okay. All right. All right, Doc. Okay, I appreciate that. And if you want more information, Dr. Louise Johnson is in the National Black Unity News, or you can call me personally, and I can give you the hookup, as they say. Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the call. Quite a few people have came in since we started. And tonight is special to me because, like I said, a lot of things has come full circle. You know, some of us are experts in our own field. And one of the things my expertise is communication. You know, I know how to reach massive amount of people. But, you know, I don't know it all, and I'm always a student. But it's one thing that escaped me, because they never taught me about this in school. And I probably personally, I never think I had enough resources to even manage it properly. I ain't know you're supposed to manage whatever you have. But, you know, some people have a penny and some people got a dollar. Some people got 10. And, but no matter how you start out, it's those saying it's how you finish. It's the journey. And I've been on such a great journey because, first of all, I'm still here. I'm still standing. I'm still going forward. I still got hope and aspirations at my age. I feel like a teenager just getting out of high school. I got work to do. I got places to go. But money escaped a lot of us, and especially the black community. Yes, some of us, succeeded in this, and some of us succeeded in that. But overall, because of systematic systems, I put it that way, have kind of held us down and made it very difficult for us in this country to equal the playing field. You know, you almost have to be twice as good to get the equal pay sometimes. You know, sometimes most of us have, those who came up in my group, in my age group, had trained people to end up being their supervisors. You know, and I mean, they end up being our supervisors and things like that. But tonight, I have a not only a friend, but my first cousin is on with us tonight. And I'm so pleased with this brother. See, his father and my father was brother. My father was the oldest brother. His was the youngest. And we just lost him, my last uncle. But this young man and his wife, his lovely wife, over the last year or two, I've seen them blossom, you know, because I'm their Facebook page. They're here, there, and everywhere. They're running around helping people, man. And they all, you know, they're about their work, but they're about people. And Buddy and I had many conversations about our family. And I had a multitude of talks about our family. Because one of the reasons how, you know, people say you're in business, what is your why? But one of my whys is my children and my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. You know, even in the Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance not only to his children, but to his children's children. And we always talked about how we can start what you call generational wealth, something that we can just pass on from generation to generation. But in the meantime, this day, right now, a lot of our family members are suffering financially. And it's very difficult for them, you know, they've just been a norm in our family, you know. Some of us make it. But when I said I'm an expert in my field in communications, we're going to have some people here, an expert in money, how to get some money and how to spread the wealth as well. Powerful stuff. Now, if you're a businessman on here tonight, I don't care. All of us can use a buck or two. But, you know, when I keep mentioning the National Black Unity, this is what makes me kind of invited them on here, because it's very similar to what I'm doing. See, what we do in the National Black Unity, we bring people together. We communicate with one another. We lift each other up, one another, all across this country. And they're doing the same thing with their systems, with money, helping people so they can have a better quality of life as well. And the way I'm going to do this right now, because there's Mr. and Mrs. Murphy on here. We got two sets of Mrs. and Mrs. Murphys on here tonight. But there also is a gentleman by the name of Mr. Brian Bean. And what I'm going to do first, I'm going to let the ladies go first, the lady go first. I'm going to introduce Sarah, and Sarah's going to introduce her husband, and then her husband going to introduce Mr. Bean. And just introduce yourself to Mr. Bean talking. Then you can come back on, and we're going to pull it all together. And if you have any questions or concerns, you know, after this, you know, after they speak, because we're going to have an open mic where you can ask questions, because I want to ask some questions. I'm quite sure you will, because what I understand tonight, as I put it in the promotion, we will be challenged tonight. And I'm looking forward to, you know, I'm always for a good fight. You know, I don't know if this is a fight or not, but, you know, but I'm willing to do this. Sarah, can you unmute yourself, please?
Sure thing. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much, Cuzzo.
Yeah, first of all,
my nickname for you, Cuzzo.
Okay, first of all, I want you to just introduce who you are and how you come into this money thing that you're involved with, and how it has changed your life and your husband's life, and he can say, you know, speak for himself. But you seem to be so excited the last couple of times I talked to you, and you may have a good reason for that excitement. Just go ahead and introduce yourself and let people know who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. Thanks again. My name is Sarah Malave Murphy. My husband and I are coming to you guys all out of the Paterson, New Jersey area. We are super excited. And first of all, we need to just give it back to you for this platform, for the opportunity and the time that we have to share with you and your wonderful guests, and to be among friends, family, and business partners here. It's a great thing that you guys are putting together. So thank you so much for having us on here. But we are absolutely super excited because we tapped into pure gold. And when we say pure gold, it's because of the heart of the people that we work with and the way that we're able to help other people because we saw it work in our lives. We got linked up with a group of experts who started turning our expenses into income. And I'm a healthcare worker. My husband is in education. And in a very short time, with the challenge that we were introduced to, we were able to take have $1,246.68 on a monthly basis. Excuse me, one second. Come back into our household on a monthly basis, and then that's not anything to sneeze at. So again, you heard it right. $1,268.46 was turned back into our household on a monthly basis. And because of just doing some simple things that we were told, we trusted the process, we saw it working in other people's lives, and we decided to take the challenge. And when we took the challenge, it didn't disappoint. It had a money-back guarantee, so there was no way for us to lose. And then we got so excited that we couldn't keep it to ourselves. We couldn't keep it as a secret because there's so many people that need and really want these services, you know. So that's how, you know, some friends brought it to us by way of social media, to be honest with you. And a lot of people say, oh, this is a scammer, that's a scammer, this or that. But this is something that I'm seeing hundreds and hundreds of people having some amazing results with. So I had to have my husband and get involved. And my husband supports me in everything. He's a consummate leader within himself. He has an amazing heart, you know. So I'm definitely excited to be here among you all with my husband and one of our mentors, and we're super excited for all of you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. William Buddy Murphy.
Hey, what's up, cuz? Dave, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep it short. You know what? I don't know if you ever went someplace and you had a meal. It was collard greens, rice, macaroni and cheese, cornbread, and you just couldn't wait to tell some of the people, you missed some really good food. And and this is what this thing is doing. This thing is filling my appetite because, you know, I've been searching for quite a number of years just to try to find something that fits my personality, that fits my character, that fits my need. And basically, I found it. It's amazing that the people that we have involved, that we're involved with, that are able to just say, Murphy, listen, just if you can, just leave the hard work to us. Let us do the hard work. You do the easy part, and we'll do the hard part. And trust and believe, like my wife said, I mean, to have, and just to be able to speak to someone and say, listen, this company has been able to put $1,268.46 back in my pocket monthly. So if you were to say to somebody, how would you like to have $15,221.52 every year back in your pocket? Yeah, I would love to have that. Well, listen, simplicity is the key. So I want to just turn it over, because I'm going to keep it real short, because Dryer Bean is the heart. Is the heart. He has been guiding us and helping us make my life so much better. I don't want to keep it to myself. I want everybody in our family. And you know how many people we got in our family. I need them involved with this. But it has to start somewhere. And you developed this platform. You and the people in Maryland developed this platform. And in order for our family, if they need to come on this platform and get an understanding of what we're doing, then that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make sure that they get this information because it's very, very important. So without any further ado, I got to give it to this guy, this Superman. I call him Superman. He's a Superman. Only thing that he's missing is a cape. He don't walk around with a cape. And I got to give it to Brian Bean, and he'll be able to explain it a lot better than I ever could because I am overwhelmed with gratitude. Thank you.
No, thank you, and thank you, Merv. David, thanks for having me, man. Nice to meet you officially. Great work on the platform. I appreciate you guys even for having me on the platform. I'm not a long-winded kind of person. I'll let you guys throw me some softballs, and I'll knock them out of the park for you when we do some Q&A. But long story short, I graduated from Morehouse College in 97. I got my degree in English. I finished in 4 years. I was working hard. And I was like, David, why am I so broke? You know, you're supposed to live the corporate American dream and climb the corporate American ladder and get this good job. Then I looked around and everybody around me was broke. So I'm like, okay, if we're the ones that made it, went to college, graduated from college, I don't have no money to invest. A lot of my friends are on that same path. A lot of our parents were on that same path. The 401ks didn't work. The pensions aren't here anymore. People retire and have to get a part-time job after retirement. And what that told me is this. In capitalism, if you don't understand the rules of the game, I'm going to have to mute that one person out. If we don't understand the rules of the game in capitalism, then somebody will play the game on you. You know what I mean? So how is this the wealthiest? You guys have to ask yourself a couple of basic questions. How is this the wealthiest country in the world and so many Americans are struggling? That's number one. We're not talking about, now, David, we're not talking about people that's lazy. We're talking about people that go to work every day and they're struggling. Does that make sense? We're not talking about people that's not trying. We're not talking about people that's, whether they're educated or not. We're not talking about black or white. We're saying America's the wealthiest country in the world, and most people would not have filed bankruptcy if they had an extra $500 a month coming in. America's the wealthiest country in the world, and when the pandemic hit, people lost 5 and 6 figures in their 401k because they didn't know that other investment opportunities existed. America's the wealthiest country in the world. Then why is it that homelessness and everything that should be going down is still going up? Daycare is up, healthcare is up, crime is up, groceries are up, gasoline is up. People don't understand. It's federally and government mandated that prices continue to increase. So if you aren't making more money right now at the same time as inflation, you hustling backwards. But that's by design. So when I figured out, wait a minute, I got to start showing people that there's a game being played. And if you learn the rules of the wealthy and start playing by the same game, you'll never be broke again. So I made $1 million during the pandemic, David. I became a millionaire when I was 23. I lost it all because nobody showed me these things that I'm going to show you. Then I got it all back. You know what I mean? So while everybody was struggling, we actually made millions of dollars showing people this money challenge and how it works. So I've been traveling the world, man, and just letting people know that you don't have to struggle. Capitalism is real, but you don't have to let it beat you to death. And we just educate people on how money works and how currency flows.
Well, you said one thing that caught, I'm not quite sure caught a lot of people is that you made a significant amount of money. And you made it very clear that most of us, you know, I don't care how much education you have, it's a struggle. Now, I heard about this channel. You know, can you enlighten the family, well, you know, pretty much about this channel and how they can make some money?
Yeah, it's very simple. See, four things keep people struggling: inflation, taxes, debt, and big business. That's it. Look no further. Inflation, prices going up. Taxes, take a third of your money. Debt takes a second third of your money. And big business shoving things down your throat that we feel like we have to purchase. But you have to understand the concept is called income shifting, right? It ain't always about making more money, right? It's about taking the money you make and keeping it in your household longer. Everybody, if you're taking notes, write this down. My money makes me wealthy. Y'all gotta start understanding. Your money is what makes you wealthy. It's not getting married. It's not going back to school. It's not getting a part-time job. Your money is what makes you wealthy. But when everybody reaching into your money, taxes, debt, banks, big business, inflation, when they reaching into your money, then you struggling with what's left. What the money challenge does, David, is you upload the things that our experts ask for, and then we lower your bills, number one. So, for example, you upload your cable bill, your internet bill, your cell phone bill, right? Even your car insurance, your homeowner's insurance, your health insurance. Our firms negotiate all those bills down on your behalf. You ain't got to switch nothing. You ain't got to change nothing. We're not messing with your plans. It's called bill negotiation. It's a billion-dollar industry. Then our enrolled agents, they speak 80 different languages. You upload two pay stubs, they get those taxes lowered using a form called a W-4. You upload your debt into the portal. What's your balance? What's your interest rate? They'll show you how to avalanche or snowball. There's two different techniques, right? Avalanche and snowball get you out of debt in record time. Upload your credit reports. We get all that stuff off your credit. So, David, when you get those four things in order, think about it. Taxes down. Back to you. Debt down, interest rates back to you, right? Bills down, money back to you, and your credit is up. So your interest rates are now what? Down. That alone, on average, we bring about $2,193 per month back into the average member's household. Now, I make 10, 20, 30, 40, 50,000. I have those numbers sometimes a week because I just share those four things. You see what I'm saying? So the experts, David, do the heavy lifting. We share the video, and you get paid every single day. So I'm in the top 5% income earners in the country because I just share that video that explains those four things. Taxes down, debt down, bills down, credit what? Credit up. You do that, man, we call it three down and one up, and you just circulate the rest.
Well, you know, let me just say this about you for those who don't know you, because I just met you myself. You know, we had a couple of previous conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's this thing I tell my, you know, my family know this when I say, you know, people I talk to, because I'm open about me, is that I had this thing called discernment. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes I see things in people, sometimes they don't see in themselves. And that's why we have so many wonderful people in the National Black Unity News, because I do use that gift. You know, you don't come into this publication just because you want to make money. You come in there because you have a heart to share and you have a heart to give. That's the criteria to come into the National Black Unity News.
I love it.
When I talk to you, Buddy Murphy, William Murphy, and Sarah Murphy, y'all talk a little bit about money, but y'all talk more about helping people.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, that's the business we are in. And you make it sound so simple, because, you know, we were told you have to do all of this to make money and you have to do this and do this. Now, all you said to me, it sounded like you said to me, and I'm seeing if I got this right. You said the people that you associate do the heavy lift. All I got to do is share my information with them. And then in return, they put money back in my pocket. Is it that
your own money? That's it. Your own money. And the good thing is, it's your own money. So if they took me, for example, from a 734 to an 811, and I was able to go get what? Better interest rates. You see what I'm saying? I got several real estate properties. If they lower my pest control bill, my cell phone bill, my internet bill, see, these are the things that I was paying anyway. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of times we out here trying to hustle for a dollar. You letting the money that you already got leave your pocket. So we start there. And that's what I think makes people so excited. You ain't got to tell a soul. Start with your own money, and then we grow your money from there. And then by the time you start talking to people, it just catches fire.
Interesting. Family, those of you who, you know, want to ask Mr. Bean or Mr. Murphy any question about their service, because like I say, money is a powerful tool. And that's, to me, that's exactly what it is, a tool. And I tell people this, you know, like I say, no shame in my game. I said, you know, the things I do, if I can do that with pretty much nothing, can you imagine what I can do with something? But you know, I deal with a lot of people who are service oriented. they give and they continue to give. But even including myself, but you know, a lot of times, I'm getting an echo from someone. If you can, if anybody, everybody can mute yourself, I don't know where it's coming from. But, you know, like most of the people,
you got to, David, you got to mute Satiri.
Robert Satiri.
Mute him over.
Can you mute yourself, sir? Robert Satiri. But if I'm reading, he won't be able to come back in.
Make me go home, David.
Okay. Yeah, that was it. All right. So as I was saying, most people who I know that, you know, I know a lot of people in the publication who are real givers. I mean, have a heart to get. Got great services, but they're struggling financially.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you've been around the block once or twice, you know, it's a hard path sometimes, you know, when you want to serve and you find it difficult. Like I'm going to use my brother Smitty. You know, they're fighting a good cause. And they are raising money for this young lady. And a lot of people would love to give and would love to help, but they just don't have the resources. And you know, we have a lot of things, that, especially in the black community, where, like Buddy was saying, we have so many family members who just barely making it. And you want to help, but you know, you just barely making it yourself. And so, Mr. Bean, you know, the thing is, you know, one of the reasons I invited you on here, because, you know, God always open up doors so that, you know, to make our load a little lighter. And Buddy, and this me personally, you know, I think y'all was a godsend, because finance is economic empowerment right now is the battle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because people power, you know, only concedes the power, and a lot of it has to do with capital, money. And from your perspective, Mr. Bean, because a lot of people, I'm going to be honest about this, are shell shy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially in the Baltimore, people have been beaten up, taken advantage of. People are offered mm-hmm. silver spoons over the years and promised them and promised it. And to be quite frank, they got burned.
Mm-hmm.
Or they didn't do what they were supposed to do. Or, they, you know, they've been sold a bill of goods that just never came to fruition. And so you said that you help a lot of people. So can you, you know, just give me a little insight on when you go out there and do what you have done. And you say the average person saves a lot of money. So you can pretty much take anybody on here. I'm just asking that question, you know.
Yeah.
You might can benefit there. Like, I'm talking about just, you know, just, we're a bunch of average people. And some people doing extremely well and some, you know, just we all different levels, you know.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And that's the good thing about it. See, when it comes to money, you know, it's soluble, right? It's fluid. So people that aren't, so we have like three tiers, if you will. Most people start off on tier one, not that you have to, but because no matter how much money you make, you always want to know if you could do better. In other words, if I can get the government less money, right? Y'all know the more you make, the more they take. So if I can get the government less money, I'm still going to listen to the tier one level because these guys are enrolled agents. For everyone who I've been burned before too in business and partnerships and all kind of things. But you have to remember, everything we're talking about is highly regulated, right? The credit industry is highly regulated. Our credit restoration company has been restoring credit for 30 years. Highly regulated. That's one of the, like, the government don't play when it comes to credit and credit scams and all that stuff. We've been in business 30 years. Our trust fund, I haven't told y'all about that, but when you get to a certain point, own nothing and control everything. So a trust fund is the governing instrument, right? It's a document. And we write your trust under what's called common law. Right. So that's a jurisdiction most people don't even know about. The investment industry, highly regulated. We have land and real estate and different things that we provide for people. But they won't even sell you the land if you don't qualify first via conversation. The insurance industry, highly regulated. Y'all know the insurance industry is one of the most conservative industries on the planet. We show you how to become your own bank. So, David, what's my point? The companies that we're in business with have all been in business for decades. This is one of those opportunities where our company is a baby. That's what you want. You always want to catch a company when it's new so you can pioneer it. But we are on the shoulders of our grandparents. Y'all see what I'm saying? So our partners are the grandparents. They've been in business 10, 15, 20, 30 years, speak 80 different languages. The average debt elimination per person is $64,000 each. The average credit score increase is 126 points each. The average tax minimization is $600 to $1,000 each, you know. Over $10 million in bill negotiations have been reduced by our members. So we already have a track record, but the company ain't but 5 years old. Now, the partners that we went out and got are those that have been in business for decades. Nothing better than being raised by your grandparents with good fundamentals, but you're just a baby that nobody's heard about. You know what I mean? So that's how simple it is. In the first 3 days, you're going to give them everything they need, and then you sit back and enjoy the results. And if you don't get results, money back guarantee. So you know, it's really the risk to gain ratio is so lopsided. And that's why I speak with so much passion, because I've seen it happen to a lot of my business partners who are now millionaires, because we started 4 years ago.
Let me ask you a question then, sir. Can you unmute yourself?
You too,
Mr. William Murphy. You too as well. Now, how did you meet Mr. Bean, and how did that come to be?
Oh, man. So we got involved with the organization, and a friend on social media told us that we had, within that organization, the Mentor to Millions. They was like, you know who the Mentor to Millions is? I was like, what? You know who Brian N. Bean is? Never asked him what the N means? What are you talking about? And as we got more involved, we started seeing the dynamics of the organization and the family atmosphere. And we basically got adopted by Brian Bean's organization, the Extra Digit Movement. And it's a beautiful thing that we did, because he's literally helping hundreds of people, thousands. He's helped thousands of people to fix their income and get an extra digit move. He says a check ain't a check until it got a comma in it. So when we started seeing the dynamics of the team, when we started seeing the love, like out of nowhere, people started reaching out to us on social media saying, hey, sis, you know, if you change this color on your post, you know, it might resonate better with this type of crowd. Or, hey, sis, I think your link that you put, you might have missed a letter on it, because when I click on it, you know, it's not taking me where it's supposed to go. And I'm like, what? How'd you catch that? And it's my business. And they were so out to help you that the spirit of competition or malice and none of that existed within this organization. And people don't even know you. They just know that you're one of them. So it was a synergistic situation where people were just loving on us out of nowhere. So I started attending the corporate events, and I was like, listen, Murph, you're coming with me. We're doing this together, because I've been in network marketing in the past and organizations in the past and doing things to help other people in the past. And I've seen comp plans before. I've seen products and services. I did the Amways, the Avons, the this and the that. And I've made money there, and I was a leader there, and I enjoyed helping people and being a part of something bigger than me that mattered. But the culture of this organization, it really got to my heart. And I told my husband, like, listen, we riding this thing out till the wheels fall off. And then every time I turned around, every time we went to a regional event or a corporate event, well, I showed up. Our leaders, the CEO, the president of the company, they're on stage praying for us. They're crying. They're crying about how proud they are of our successes and what we're doing out in the field. You know, and I've never seen anything like that in my life. You know, it would just touch my heart when our CEO and founder told us he capped his income and he wanted to make sure that the money kept going back into the field. And every time I turned around, they were adding new services and products that helped the regular average person come up out of that situation. And I ain't never seen nothing like that in my life, cousin. So I couldn't keep it to myself. And I literally dragged Murphy here, but when he started seeing the vision, he's hungry for it too. And he's been telling everybody and their mama.
Yeah, and the thing is that, you know, because I like to see the proof in the pudding. I like to see the result. I'm that type of guy, hands on. I got to know, please, you show me the money. So when she showed me what they did with our cable bill and how our credit score improved, I mean, the results was there. So I'm able to see actual money being placed back. And I'm like, you know, because I'm not one. The only thing that I ever wanted to do was just go to work, put the money in the bank, honey, pay the bills. Well, she was like, you know, when you have certain amounts of money that you're only making and everything is not getting paid and you having this extra income, things are being lowered, that's an eye-opener. And I said, there's no way in the world that I'm going to be able to keep this to myself. And I know exactly where my family members are at. They're in Harlem. They're in North Carolina. They're in Baltimore. They're in Virginia. All my family members, I pray to God that they at least give this a chance. That's why the 72-hour money challenge, I'm going to make sure if I don't do anything, I'm going to make sure that every one of our family members hear and get this opportunity. If it's not for them, it's not for them. My job is just to present the information.
This 72, I told people we're going to be checked. Now, what is this challenge?
The challenge is within the first 3 days, right, 72 hours, upload, and we give you the links for everything, right? So when you need your three, when you download your three credit reports, we give you the link. Download them right here for free. Now, you got to provide your two pay stubs from your job, and you provide your bills. So we want people to, within the first 3 days, just upload the different things that we need so we can start going to work for you. And if within 30 days, your first 3 days didn't have an impact, we'll refund. So the challenge is, believe it or not, the challenge is would a person take it serious and within 3 days give us that stuff. Now, really, it's to create some urgency, but if a person takes 2 weeks, we're still going to help them. You know what I mean? So I don't want you to think that if it's after 3 days, Big Dave, it's null and void. It's a 72-hour challenge, so people will hurry up and get the documents in.
Well, let me ask you this, because this is my interest. Mm-hmm. Of course, my family, my children, I want them to have a better quality of life. But, you know, I deal with black businesses, mm-hmm. black organizations. And like I said before, you know, most of them are struggling, you know, trying to raise funds. You know, mm-hmm. they get crumbs from the government with these little grants and things like that. But, you know, it's very difficult for them to operate their businesses and services. They can't do it that effectively because they're so busy trying to pay the bills and stuff, you know. So, but when I spoke to you all and I kind of told you, you know, the type of people I deal with, you know, we deal with people all over the world. And we got a young man, a college student on here now who's looking for some resources, you know, helping through school. And we got people who are retired, but they still, some of them still struggling. And then you got people just want to hold on to their money and make some more money, you know, so they can, you know, like I say, travel with David Murphy when he go to Dominican Republic and sit on the beach sometimes without worrying about bills. But my thing is this, you know, that's not my area of expertise. But when I spoke to you about my people because I love my people, whether they know it or not. That's why I've been out here 40 years working in the vineyard to try to uplift my people. And I got the battle scars to prove it too. But I said, people don't come into this publication unless they have the heart to give and share. And Buddy and Sarah will be a part of our publication, you know, publication family. They'll be a part of our family. And the reason is because they're going to help our family financially. They're going to help us to get out, you know, have some more resources so that we can do the things that God has blessed us to do. And I want to welcome you two to the family. But you know what the beauty part of it is? See, they introduced me to Mr. Bean. And this gentleman, as you can see, he's down to earth, and he has a heart to give and share too. He told me, he said, I'm willing to help anybody who's willing to help themselves. Today, he's willing to even sit and talk to you, buddy, as well as sir, to help you, to get you to where you want to go. You know, family, you know, sometimes we got to stop looking at individuals and start looking at the mission, the purpose. And, you know, even freedom comes with a price.
And so
when God bless us with people like Mr. Bean, William, and Sarah Murphy that deals with this type of money, you know, because like I said, we all bring something to the table, all of us that's on here. And now we have somebody on there to put some dollars back in our pockets. But it's up to us as individuals to, you know, to contact. You contact me, and I'll put you in touch with them. As a matter of fact, in this upcoming issue, they'll be in there. You can contact them for yourself. But they all agree to work with us, sit down with us, talk to you on a group effort or individuals. And so, you know, but that's your choice. Now, I'm going to say this before I open up the door, like some door through the church, is this. You know, they say your steps are ordered. And sometimes, you know, a lot of us pray for this and we pray for that. And then, you know, and it also said that God works in mysterious ways sometimes. And sometimes when you ask for something, sometimes you don't know where it's going to come from. But some of the strangest things happened since I started talking to Buddy and Sarah. Well, you know, and had a lot to do with finances because, you know, I kind of understand at my age now when you have some experience physically as well as spiritually that, you know, when the right thing comes along sometimes, like I say, especially when you have a gift like mine called discernment. And like I said, I like to keep things open and honest. I've talked to a lot of our editors who has been going through some very difficult times. And one of the reasons I brought them on tonight, and I invited some people on here, because they need to know who you are. They do know that help is here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God is, you know, like I say, works in mysterious ways. Now that you know that there's somebody here that can help you with your financing, your credit scores, those of you in business. And you know how difficult it is to try to keep the lights on and do all these other things. They can help you with that as well. And so, you know, anybody, as you can say, if you unmute yourself and you want to ask Buddy or Sarah or Mr. Bean any question, even Smitty, you know, about the upcoming events, this is the time to do so before we shut it down. Anyway, all you have to do is raise your hand or just unmute yourselves. Okay. Can you hear me? Echo again. Well, I'm going to say this. I think that's you, Brother Satire, with that echo coming from. But in any case, ladies and gentlemen, in the near future, I don't have anything to do with the National Black Unity News, but this has something to do with my friends, my family, and things like this. I'm going to invite Mr. Murphy, as well as Sarah Murphy, as well as Mr. Bean, to a private setting so they can talk to you on a more extensive basis to learn more about what they do, how they do it, and why they do it, and most important, how I can help you, which what you need. And before we close this thing out, Mr. Bean, I'm going to start with you. Is there any closing word that you'd like to share with us?
Yeah, absolutely. So just remember, when it comes to money and finances, a lot of people overcomplicate it, right? There's nothing to overcomplicate, and don't be afraid of it. It's systematic oppression. There's a reason pawn shops are in our communities, right? There's a reason to buy here, pay here lots are in our community. There's a reason advance, you can get your tax refund in advance, and then they tax your tax refund. There's a reason you get in the refund in the first place. You shouldn't be getting a refund. You should be getting your money up front. you know, there's a reason they give you a credit card when you're a freshman in college, because they know by the time you graduate, your credit going to be jacked up and they'll make more money on you on the back end. There's a reason to send you to get a job instead of starting a business, because they'll make 30 to 40% instead of 15 to 20. There's a reason you're not taught about trust funds. My whole point is, until you realize that it's small tweaks you got to make, and everybody on the Zoom can get wealthy. But what you got to do is drop all of the skepticism first, get some knowledge, then make a sound decision. So I want to make sure everybody understands. We're not here to sell anything. I'm not here to push anything. I'm not here to convince. I'm not here to chase. I'm not here to do anything. But provide knowledge. Because when you lose $1 million like I did in your 20s, I vowed I'd never let that happen to another person if I could help it. So, you know, get the information from David here. We're here to help. We'll do a private, like you said, we're going to do a private session. We just kind of want to test the waters and see who's open. And I'll do a private session with a more specific breakdown for those who want to help. And I appreciate that. I really do, man. Thanks for the kind words.
I appreciate that. Sarah and Buddy, before we close out.
Hey, you want me to go first, Sarah?
Go for it.
You know I don't walk. You know I don't walk through a door before you. You know I don't always hold the door for you, honey. I always hold the door for you.
So honestly, once again, we just I'm super humbled and excited to be here among the family. You know, the 10 BUN family, and we appreciate the platform. And I was told this is being simultaneously broadcasted to multiple platforms, so y'all will be doing a thing. You know, there's a lot of good causes. There's a lot of good people on here that are representing a lot of good causes. And I commend you all for what you're trying to do for the people, you know, and the individuals that you're helping. I'm just super excited. At the end of the day, like, this opportunity was placed in my lap. And, again, I've never seen a place where somebody said, I got your back, and they actually showed up and had my back. You know what I mean? It's when you come from places that I come from, it's hard to believe when somebody say, I got you, that they actually got you. But no matter what time I call the people on my team, they answer the phone. And we crack jokes. Some of them got CPAP machines on, and they be taking They take it off. I'm awake. How you doing, sis? What's going on? How can I help you? And they wake up with a smile just to come out and help. And they travel the country in planes and cars, and they pull up and they're like, let's go out to dinner. Like, the camaraderie here, we have a lot of fun. We help a lot of people. You know, we're helping people honestly shift their income one digit at a time. We're learning the rules of the wealthy. Like, my family was broke. We didn't have the opportunities that a lot of people that I see on TV or social media. These conversations weren't had at my dinner table. I don't know about y'all, you know, but my parents did the best they could with what they had, you know, and I'm just grateful that I got a team of experts that got my back, that are showing me that they're putting their money where their mouth is, you know, and they're turning my expenses into income. Like, $1,268.46 per month coming back into my home. And just getting started, that's not nothing to sneeze at, you know. And having mentorship at the caliber of what Mr. Brian Bean brings to the table, as well as the leaders that he's groomed and put his hands on, I mean, this thing is trickling around the nation. And this challenge is literally sweeping the nation. And we're super excited to be a part of it. And I'm humbled that I can serve in this capacity. And it don't matter whether you got $2 in your pocket or $2 million, you need this. This isn't a potion, a lotion, a pill. Credit, people start building their children's credit, the smart ones, at the age of 13. Why weren't we doing it? You know, so I need this, and I know the world needs this. You know what I mean? But we're going to start right here in our little corner of the world, and we're going to funnel this thing out and make it rock. Thank you so much.
All right.
And should we get Neil first, or should I just go ahead and?
No, you go ahead, then I'll bring him.
Okay, so I'm realizing that God don't make no mistakes, okay? And by me focusing and seeing what's happening, one thing I realized, God's will won't take me no place where his grace won't keep me. So I know for a fact, and I don't know how everybody else must think, but we got to trust in something. And if you're able to see the things happening in your life, if you're able to see the returns that you're able to see your debts go down, if you're able to see your credit score go up, that's a game changer for me. Because I needed all the help I can get. Believe me, I'm not going to turn help away. And the last thing I'm going to do is tell help how to help me. So like I said, I appreciate what we're doing today. I appreciate Dave for putting us on the air and having us here. And the next presentation, we hope that we have a lot more people because a lot more people need to hear this wonderful, wonderful, valuable information. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Spencer, I see you have your hand raised, sir.
Yes. How you doing, everybody?
I'm doing great.
I've enjoyed Mr. Bean. I've seen him on different occasions on social media. And I like what he's saying, what he's talking about. My question is, what if you're retired and you have retirement income, you have Social Security, and you still do things with that to increase your income?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So remember, the challenge with retirement is that inflation has your paycheck at a rate where it was 10, 15, 20 years ago. So you're losing the dollar value on today's prices. So what we tell our retirees is real simple. You want to share the challenge with as many people as possible so that every time groceries go up and daycare goes up and healthcare goes up as we get older, then you got money coming in anywhere from $600 to $2,000 to $3,000 a month coming in residually. See, the problem with most people, our bills come in a circle, but our money travels in a straight line. So if every month the bills are coming in a circle, you got to have money coming in a circle. So a lot of our retirees, what they do is they get the bills down first. They start with the bill negotiation. Because just so y'all know, that thing is quick. They hit you back within a few days, assign somebody to do it for you, and they start communicating with you via email right away. Hey, John just got your information. So far, here's what we've done. You've saved $300 a month. But, I mean, it's so simple. So retirees, we get the bills down first. And then, Neil, when they share that, now you start getting the residual income from sharing the challenge. So those are the two things we do quickly. Then once you get comfortable, we can put you in some investments that you can leave a legacy for your family and draw from those investments at the same time.
Yes, that sounds good.
Yes, sir.
Where do I sign up?
You want to get – they got the link for you. David has the link for you. And let me know when you join, and I'll do a personal consultation with you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. And, you know, again, I want to thank you. I know too many people didn't say no, but I do know this, that you had touched many people because, like I said, you are a solution to a lot of people's problems.
Thank you, sir.
And again, I can't thank you enough, the three of you, for taking time to be with us this evening. You see, you come bearing good gifts, you know, and like you ain't asking for nothing. See, you know. But, you know, it's no better way, from my perspective, to give. You know, it's a principle. Give and you shall receive. It's reciprocal.
Yes, sir.
And I know this because I give a lot with this publication and the people in the publication. But what I get in return, man, is so much love, respect, camaraderie, friendship, man. You can't put prices on things like that. But
okay.
Still.
Can I have one more thing real quick?
Oh, yes, sir.
April is Financial Literacy Month, and I won't do it here. I respect for the Zoom. It's Financial Literacy Month. But I'm doing a free, like, 30 minutes tonight through Thursday, and I'll give you the information. And whoever wants to get in touch with you, I'm doing, like, a free Zoom every night. So that's why I got to run real quick. But it's not till 9:30. And I'm doing a week of just knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, 30-minute blocks Monday through Thursday starting tonight. So we're coming out of April with a bang because it's Financial Literacy Month. And we just want to bring awareness to it. So everybody on your invitation, man, they can come for free. I'll shoot you a flyer on a private number, and they can get it from you if you want to.
Okay, great. Brother Sataba, you got your hand up?
Oh, yeah.
I know, because you said once I mute him, he can't usually get back in, but that's where that echo was coming from. Brother,
yeah, you can unmute him. You can just, just hit his corner. Highlight his, hit the three brothers.
There you go.
You hear me, David?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you put a link in the chat?
Can you see it?
Yeah.
Mr. Murphy going to put something in there for you. Just call me, Brother Satavi.
It's not in the link? It's in the chat.
I'm going to mute him out because it's an echo coming from me. All right, can you see the
link in the chat, David?
Nah, because I'm on here. You know, I can't. You know, I'm kind of slow.
Can anyone see the MMR? I mean, the MWR thing link in the chat? Anyone?
Yes, in there.
Yes. MWR link. Yes. Yeah. For those individuals who are inclined to participate in this wonderful opportunity. This is the link to get in contact with. We'll make sure that the appropriate individuals get credit for it, okay? And so back to you, David.
Okay, now guess what I was going to say to you all? You know, with the paper, we are a powerful force. And we're growing. We got brothers like Smitty and all of them on here, man. They got their team, and we got all types of teams all across this country. And we got Brother Cliff on here. And he's putting together a mechanism where he can bring all of these different groups and organizations together nationwide now. It used to be just a Maryland thing, but now he's just expanding it. But until we hit this economic thing, now what we get ready to do here, now I'm going to give y'all heads up about this family because you're family. Do you know we talk about cooperative economics? We're talking about all of these things, and here it is now in front of us where we can support one another. All of us can make some money together. All of us can make our families some money together. And then, you know, like I say, the powerful as we are, can you imagine what we can do with resources? Because we do so much with so little. But now is the time, and I really believe this, now is the time. I'm talking in my life. I don't know about the rest of y'all. I'm 72 years old. I ain't going out like this. Not the way I came in. And I had too many skills. I'm so blessed and so many other things. But, you know, it's that dollar, man, that kind of escaped me a little bit. Now that is no more excuse for that. I'm going to get mine. Because I want to, you know, it's not about me. You know, all I need is a good meal and the roof over my head, and I'm happy. You know, and much to me, but, you know, but I do have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. I have you. You know, it hurts me to my heart when somebody I know goes through something and I cannot help them financially. You know, and I know that God has blessed me with all these skills and talents. And all these people around me going through so much. And it doesn't take much some of the stuff. Somebody already said, if you had $200 or $300 extra a month, it would change your whole lifestyle for some people.
Mm-hmm.
Change your address for some people. And here we are. Some of us have been around the block once or twice. It's, a lot of us are still struggling. And there's nothing wrong with that because, like I say, like my brother said, he lost millions. He had to learn about money. But if nobody teach you, how are you going to learn? We know, they don't teach us this, about this in no school. Nobody, my brother used to say, you know how Smith, we say back in the day, you don't hit a lane to the game. Because he might come back and overtake you, you know? And so, but the deal is, we now have some people who I know, my cousin, you know, man, we fam. I know they sincere about what they're doing. We deal with each other like this, straight up. And when I talk to Mr. Bean, like I say, his brother don't have to do it. He got his, and he's still concerned about others. See, that's his heart. That's that spirit that we have in this publication, the heart to give and share. And like I say, when we do this, family, everybody wins, all of us. There's no more excuses for us. We have the products, we have the goods, the service, we have the wisdom, the knowledge. Now we need the dollars. And we can get that too. Now, I already told, I've been saying this, and I'm still this way. I'm not money-driven, I'm mission-driven. But like I tell you before, even freedom comes with a price. I don't care how much I paid out here. When I go to that market, that price is going to be there. And look how many of our family members, my age, working in Walmarts and places like that because they have to. Look how many people have to choose between food and pills. You know, there ain't no death. That's a sad thing. Look how many seniors. Said, Smitty, he has a program. He has a radio. Smitty, this brother right here has a program for senior citizens. Smitty, just you know, share what you're doing this program, why you do that program. Because sometimes we need to, sometimes we forget about these things.
Our program is based on helping seniors to be able to get through red tape. I noticed that when seniors have problems, there's nowhere for them to turn. And being a senior, I mean, you know, we do all the voting. Young people don't vote like seniors vote. We stand in long lines to get our vote cast. And when we get out, we put our vote and we place it with our people, hoping that they'll deliver for us, but we're last to receive any benefit from it. We're plagued with high taxes, as the gentleman just talked about. We're plagued with low income. A lot of seniors are living on fixed income, and they don't get the luxury to do a lot of things with economical challenges that we see today, where everything is sky high and keeps on climbing, but their paycheck and their pension stays the same. Or if they don't receive a paycheck, they receive a pension, or they may receive Social Security. None of those things increase. Of course, mm-hmm. as you know, we had COVID. They threw some things in as a little colon, but that didn't go anywhere because you were already plagued out of circumstances. That's why they needed the colon to come in. And mm-hmm. we're taxed on everything that we do. So I decided that why not put a program together that would shine the light when seniors are in the dark so that people can at least know what's taking place. And I started with senior buildings. Just because you see a senior building doesn't mean that the senior is living good in the senior building. A lot of us take our loved ones, put them in a senior building, and we don't even pick up a phone call to call them. We don't know how they're being made, what they're doing. And a lot of times the management company is left with the responsibility of just knocking on the door to see if your loved one is still living. Sometimes you get a call that they just went on, because isolation and loneliness is most the most dangerous part that there is. When we went through the COVID, we went through isolation. The human body is not made for isolation. The human body is made so that we ought to be able to communicate, talk together, and help one another. And that's something that we've gotten away from. So my show is every Thursday from 11:30 till 1. It's we are on every Thursday from 11:30 in the morning till 1 o'clock, and for the first half an hour that we're on, we talk about dementia. Dementia is when you have your loved ones that used to know your name or used to call you and tell you they love you. They're the ones who say they don't know you. It's a hurting thing to have a family member that gets dementia. Some people call it Alzheimer's, and you can't communicate with them anymore, but you still love them. They still love you, but the love that you used to see them in when they used to wrap their arms around you is no longer there, because that dementia has this good point of a violent stage that they go through, because they're left not being themselves anymore. Mm-hmm. So the government is not telling you all that these cases of dementia that they receive. I believe it comes from a lot of isolation, comes from a lot of medication that seniors are taking. You know, some seniors are taking 10 or 15 medicines. Then we turned around and gave them a shot of the dose of COVID. Nobody really don't think about that. They don't know if those medicines of the COVID shot, did it work well in so many different people's body. I mean, most of y'all on here, you wear a size 11 shoe or a size 12, and even if you wore an 8 or you wore a 6 and a 7, that shoe doesn't feel comfortable on everyone's feet to go in the store to purchase it. And that's why you have to try the shoe on. You try the size that you need, and it could be an 8, but it may not fit like you want it to fit. And that's the same way it is with vaccines that these seniors receive. Came a period where most of the seniors are in their apartments and no one checked on them. So they had 5 and 6 different type of medicines or more to take. And some of them took two and three of the same medicine, hoping that they were taking a different medication. And we lost them. But the government had a safety net. They told the hospital, anybody you put down for COVID will pay $500. So there are a lot of people left out of here. And it wasn't COVID that cared about. It was isolation and other things, like when they went to the pharmacy to get medication, when their 30-day supply ran out, the pharmacist said, we don't have it on the shelf, but we'll have to get back with you in 2 days. Well, if you're taking blood pressure medicine, that and other medications that are vital, they always say you can't skip those medications. So you may skip it for that day, or you may skip it for the next day, and the next day you might be a statistic.
Hey, Brother Smitty, I don't mean to cut you off, but I had to, because we had to ready to go because the guests had to leave. But, you know, but I think you made your point.
Thank
you. Our seniors are going through so much. See, these are the type of things, not only our seniors, our children, and a lot have to do with economics. And so we have a solution here, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Bean, I know you have to go. Buddy, I know you have to go as well. But, and sir, we thank you all for, you know, spending time with us. And I'm quite sure that a lot of us will be working with you because, like I say, this is mission-driven. And if we can take not only with the things that we're already doing, but have some resources to go with that, then that's a powerful force. And so, you know, don't be weary in doing good. Don't be weary because some people claim that money's this and money's that. But I'm going to tell you what, money's up there with air. I'm going to tell you that.
Please forward that phone number from Smitty so I can get on the so we can support him on that Zoom that he does on Thursday.
Of course.
And get some information and maybe see who we can bring it along, you know, and share the information because your mission is super important, you know. And listen, I hope to be a senior one day, you know. I'm looking forward to living my glory day. And I told my husband, he's older than me, right? I'm in my 40s.
You don't have to say the number, though. You don't have to say how much older.
That 40? Right.
You don't have to go there. You don't have to go there. You ain't got to say the number.
I told my husband, you got to last at least another 60 years. So we definitely want to take part and support you and your venture as well. You know, so if we could get that information, that'd be great.
But that's the way we roll because, like I said, we support one another. See, you fit right in. That's what I'm talking about. You know, this is how we go. We support one another, and just welcome to the family, and we go. Well, most of us are going to be in your family as well, and so you know, so that you know, this is a match made for us, all of us to grow, and let me say this in closing. I know we have to go. Is this? You know, financing is such a powerful tool. And when somebody like Buddy, Sarah, Mr. Bean come to us with a plan, an option that can change our lives, like I said, you know, because their lives, you know, they straight up about that. You know, that $1,000, and I'm just asking any one of you on here, how much would that help you? How much would that help your household? Look at the thing that you could do. And they just getting started. The Bean just came on here and told you straight up, millions. She put his pants on the same time I put mine on.
You wouldn't roll down your window on the highway and throw away $1,300, would you?
Well, but that's what's happening. But every day
that we're not doing something different, that's in essence what we're doing. We're letting it go out the window to banks, big business, taxes, and so on and so forth.
Right. You know what the people say? You know, the Bible say that, you know, people perish from lack of, you know, information, lack of knowledge. Now that you know, there ain't no more excuses. You know, they told you, you know, they just say they gave you a challenge, 72 hours. And if it don't work for you, whatever the small investment that you have to make, they give it right back to you. So what
right
do you have to lose?
Right. No questions asked.
No questions asked. So, but you know, again, I'm going to close with this for real. You know, God called, when God called people, say many are called. Few are chosen. But even the children, only a few of them actually get up and go. And so if you sick and tired of living that lifestyle, paycheck to paycheck, if you sick and tired of saying, why, how come I can't go here, how come I can't do this, now that you've been exposed to this, no more excuses. But guess what else, what I didn't tell you? See, Mr. Bean and Buddy and Sir, they're a team. Mr. Murphy and I, we saw something in this team that we said that we could bring to our team. Not only will they be willing to help you, we're going to jump on board with them as well. We create,
right.
this is going to be a movement.
No
for
question.
My children, for my, I'm talking about my own person. I'm going to my son, my daughter, my nephews and nieces. They're struggling. And now that I had this knowledge, ain't no way in the world I can't let, you know, they going to, if I had to hog time. No, because guess what? They the same ones trying to get my few pennies. I only have a few trying to get mine. Trying to save myself.
I know, you wait until we bring one of our business partners, whose son is, Cam, I believe, is 8 years old, and he makes more money in this as a little guy than we do. The corporate office pays him a check with commas in it, and he's less than 8 years old. He's paying for his own private school. He's putting money into a custodial account for his retirement. That little boy ain't gonna have a care in the world. His father can fish in his own pond from his pool.
Swimming pool.
From his swimming pool. Like,
yeah.
We got receipts to show.
Listen,
you guys ain't seen nothing yet.
This opportunity here, I would not pass it up. There's no way in the world I'm turning my back on this. And I'm going to make sure I'm going to be standing front and center when it comes to our family. And not only my family, people at the school that I work at, the teachers that are signing up, saying, Murphy, you know what? I can use this. I can use this. The products, the information, the tax situation, how to be able to raise my credit score, teachers are getting involved. So this is a win-win deal. And if it doesn't work for you, and if you submitted all your documents and you did everything you need to do, and the company wasn't able to give you the finances beyond what you invested, they'll give you that money back. And so you can't lose.
Well, again, we know we thank you, and I think everybody got the picture here. But
yes.
If you want more information, you know, you can call me, and I can set something up, Mr. Bean, as well as Sarah and William. And, yeah, I see them. Yeah. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, before we call, anybody have any questions for them before we shut it down? And if you want information, you can contact me or Walter Murphy, and we'll get in touch with them. And we're going to let you know the next time we have a more extensive, you know, conversation about this, to let you know. But tomorrow night, we will be back on here at 7:30, where we are talking about the National Black Unity News. If you're interested, this is a powerful, powerful thing. We're going places, you know. If I didn't tell you, you know, we opening up a Virginia Black Unity News, South Carolina Black Unity News. Mr. Spencer is here from Texas, a Texas Black Unity News, and we're going all across this country. See, with economics, information that we're doing, and people like you are on here, that's one powerful force. And I do see our lives going to change. With Brother Cliff on here connecting the organizations together, it's no excuse. This is it. This is time. You know, like, if this is not the handwriting on the wall as far as I'm concerned. We always say we have everything we need now, even the money now. And so, if that $1.2 trillion, $1.3 trillion they say we spend, can you imagine how much of that we can keep now? But in any case, I want to thank you, Mr. Bean, Sarah, and William Murphy, and all of you who are on the Zoom call, especially those on our Facebook Live as well as Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you. And we're going to be doing a series of being healthy, wealthy, and wise. Next week, we had Grady still on here. He was on here, and he deals with a lot of health problems. We're going to bring some health issues and financial issues next week, but mostly health. And so it's going to be, you know, some serious brothers. We're going to talk about some serious stuff. And so, again, we thank you for your time. Much love and respect. I'm going to bid you all good night. And give us a call. Text us. Email us. Because this ship is sailing. The train is moving. You better get on board or we're going to leave. You're going to be left behind and you're going to stay the way you've been. Let me leave that alone. Bye. Good night.
Good night, all.
Y'all take care.
Well, have a great night.
Good night.
Goodbye.